On this episode of the East Dominion Sports Media Podcast, Toby Nelson talked to Zach White at halftime of the Foxcroft Academy Madison game on Friday, September 22nd.
Welcome back here to Foxcroft Academy with the Ponies. They're leading at halftime, 35-0 over the Madison Bulldogs. My name is Zach White. I'm joined by a very special guest, Toby Nelson. Toby, you've been on the broadcast a few times. Thank you so much for coming back up. Oh, I say back up. You've been up here with us. Thank you for coming and joining us again on the broadcast here. It's always a pleasure to have you.
No, it's always fun to come up here, Zach. I enjoy being here on Friday nights, and we enjoy having you here as well as, broadcasting these games, streaming them around the world. We get people that watch them all over the place. So it's a lot of fun to have you up here, and again, a good Friday night to watch some high school football.
Yeah, and for those, I'm sure we've had you on before, but for those that maybe have not joined and heard what you do here at the football games on Friday nights, kind of talk about your role as the public address announcer and really the MC for the action out there on the field.
Yeah, I just kind of grew into the role, I guess. So when I started up here at Foxcroft, they asked me if I wanted to do PA for the games, and I did, and have enjoyed doing that, and then just kind of patrol the booth up here and make sure there's room for people to get in here, make sure stuff's ready for when you guys show up, and make sure the lights are on, make sure the scoreboard's going. So it's kind of fun. It keeps me busy on Friday nights and keeps me in on the action. And we get the best seat in the house really up here. If it's raining, well, we're covered. If it's really windy, we're covered a little bit. Obviously, the cold, I haven't quite convinced them to put heat in the booth yet, but maybe that'll be coming in a couple of years.
Working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on that one.
Okay. No, truly though, it is an awesome view of an awesome field and what you Foxcroft Academy's been able to do with the venue here. It's awesome. Off to our right, we have the Jim Robinson Fieldhouse, which we've talked about in the past and how great that place is. We at Eastern Main Sports Media were able to broadcast from there the other day and just see some quality field hockey action. And I want to bring up some of these other sports as we get into some different subjects here. Football is what you're seeing right now with us. But there's a ton of us other athletics going on, not just here, but around the league. But let's talk about Foxcroft Academy. What's going on for some of the fall teams outside of football right now?
Well, we've had some pretty good success here so far in the fall. When you look at the soccer field, our boys soccer team only has one loss. They opened up the season with a loss and have ripped off, I think it's six straight wins since then. Playing in Class C this year, which, it helps. You're playing some schools maybe a little more our size at the time, although we're starting to grow. I don't see us staying in C that long, just with our enrollment starting to creep back up. But you know what? They get 2 years in Class C on the boys and girls side and an opportunity to really play some quality soccer. So they're looking really good. Girls sitting at about 500 right now, so I try to bring that program back as well. And as you mentioned, field hockey, a great game the other night with Dexter, a 2-1 double overtime win for Foxcroft over Dexter here at the Jim Robinson Fieldhouse. We had a big crowd. I don't want to say an early season test, kind of a mid-season test, I guess, for both teams. And, I know it was a win for us and, a loss for Dexter, but I think those teams can both take some stuff away from that game, knowing that, they're going to meet at least one more time in the regular season. And let's face it, with the way it sets, they're probably going to meet another time before it's all said and done.
Yeah, as a fan, I can say that confidently, even though we get to cover those athletes, I'm a fan of watching everyone play. I'm especially excited to be able to watch those two teams face off against each other anytime, as I am with a ton of other athletics. But, Toby, why don't we turn back to football here? Foxcroft Academy, what's your takeaway on this first half? And maybe kind of do a quick synopsis, as this has been sort of the story of their season so far.
The story of the season. We're going into the second half with a 35-point lead. By the way, the best rule they ever put in football is of the running time and the 35-point advantage. That is, it drastically cuts down game times. Nobody wants to stand here or sit here and watch a game drag on after incomplete pass, incomplete pass. Great rule as far as I'm concerned. Obviously, I'm glad we're on one end of this one. Don't get me wrong. But the games have been not really close this year. I mean, Herman last week we expected was what might be a little bit closer, and it just didn't turn out to be that way. We played really, really well in homecoming. We have Madomic Valley next week, and who knows in Class C what kind of opponent they'll be for us, as we haven't seen them before. So, but right now, Coach White has our kids playing very, very hard. Of course, two-time defending state champions, and these kids want to win it a third time. So you gotta put it all out here every Friday night, and they've got to get better with every rep in practice and every rep in the game. So, I'd much rather be on our 35-point end than on the other side.
Yeah, and another thing, that it's an excellent rule you just brought up, because not only is it important for kind of speeding up a game, but also for protection of the athletes.
Sure.
The longer you drag on a game, just naturally you're going to tire a little bit. The field might become more slick as we get later into a season. The longer a game goes, the scarier the possibility of an injury
better
becomes.
Chance for injury, and you don't want in a 35-point game, you don't want one of your key players going down, you know, early on in the third quarter. You got to get them reps, right? So you know you have to do that, but you don't want them going down and getting hurt in a situation like that. So yeah, no question, one of the better rules they put in a long time.
Obviously, it's going well for the Ponies, and this has kind of been the story of the season. But Toby, when you look at like this type of competition, what do you think is a potential? You know, maybe not, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but a solution, so to speak. Yeah, maybe it's not that. But.
Yeah, we're at a crossroads in a big way in high school football in Maine. There are a lot of haves and a lot of have-nots right now. That's just how it is when you look at the scores and you look at some of the teams. I'm going to tell you my opinion on this. What they should do is have, like they do in European soccer, have some sort of Champions League that you go to. It doesn't matter what your enrollment is. I think our Foxtrot team could compete. I'm not saying we'd win, but we could compete in Class B. We could probably compete against a couple of Class A schools on the lower tier side of things. So go into that league and play some of these teams. And if you can't be competitive in a couple of years, then you start dropping your way back down. But you got to try to do something to make some competitive games, because our games have not been competitive this year, and it's through no one's fault. We just have a very, very talented club right now, and we're playing against the teams that are, you know, rebuilding and trying to get better, and we want to see that. Don't get me wrong, I want to see that, but I also want to see some good football.
Absolutely.
I want to see some close football.
Oh, yeah, correct.
You know, you want to see some meaningful games in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that this year.
And the athletes want it, too. They want to be part of that, you know, intense atmosphere and environment. Every athlete does. So as fun as it is to go out there and win
big,
you still look for that sense of, you know, intensity and closeness. And I think part of it, Toby, is the fact that we had to go to an 8-man system, which I support fully, because it's given programs that might not have had the numbers the opportunity to continue to have programs. But naturally, when you add that, you start to kind of shift and stretch yourself a little bit thin. And in Class D, you saw they only had one division for a while, and it just kind of became difficult to get those teams in the class.
You know, and it is. And then you look at it, we've got seven teams in Northern Maine Class D. Six of them make the playoffs? I mean, I don't find that good for anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I understand one and two are going to get a bye, so three will play six, four plays five, but just go with the top four and call it good. You know, I don't get what they're doing with some of this stuff. But again, that's beyond my pay grade at this point. I want competitive football. I want to see us do well, and we're doing that here so far this year.
Absolutely. I fully expect to see it again this second half.